Okay, today we're about, I'm going to continue with the eighth parak of Maseches Truma, since today we're learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis continues to discuss a case where someone found out that they were ineligible for Truma after they had previously been eligible. But in the case in Mishnah, the cases that we're going to discuss in Mishnah Beis, they find out about this after they already put the Truma in their mouth. So they started eating the Truma while they were allowed to eat Truma, and before they swallowed it while it was still in their mouth, they discovered that they're not allowed to eat Truma. So the shaila is, do they have to spit it out or can they continue to swallow it? Now, it should be noted that if you hold that they are allowed to swallow it, you would also hold that they must swallow it. Meaning, if you hold that the achila is defined as when you first put it in your mouth, that means they were allowed to eat the truma and therefore they're allowed to swallow it, but it would also mean that spitting it out would constitute an iser of hefsid truma for no good reason, and therefore they'd be obligated to swallow it. So let's see, says the Mishnah, v'kulam, all the cases we discussed in the previous Mishnah of an Eved or an Isha that were eating beheter, and then the woman finds out that her husband had divorced her, or the Eved finds out that he's been sold to a Yisrael. That's what we mean by v'kulam. It's actually not going on the case of someone who finds out, who thought he was a Kohen his whole life, and finds out that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because as the Rav points out over here, the Bartanur points out, they were never achlu beheter. So in that case, there would be no room for machlokas. Everyone would agree. Of course he'd have to spit it out because he was never really allowed to put it in his mouth in the first place. But again, v'kulam shayso truma b'toch piyam, in the cases of the woman who was married to a Kohen, puts truma in her mouth and then discovers that the husband had given her a get after she had put the truma in her mouth. Or you have an eved that was owned by a Kohen, and after he put the truma in his mouth, his master sold him to Yisrael. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yivlu, Rabbi Lezer says he's allowed to swallow it, because the definition of eating is the moment you place it in your mouth. Rabbi Shua Omer Yifloto, and Rabbi Shua says, no, you have to spit it out, because the moment of eating is defined as when you swallow it, and at that time, he's already going to be not eligible to eat truma. So amr lo nitmes v'nitmes truma, if they tell a person who put truma in his mouth beheter that, oh, by the way, after you put the truma in your mouth, you became tamei, or they tell him after you put the truma in your mouth, the truma became tamei. So again, in both of those cases, he put the truma in his mouth beheter, but then he found out before swallowing it that he's got a problem. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yivlov, Rabbi Yishua Omer Yiflot. Rabbi Eliezer says, again, you can swallow it, because when he put it in his mouth, it was good, and that's how we define the Shas Achila. Whereas Rabbi Shua says that, no, he should not swallow it, he has to spill it out. He has to spit it out. Tamei HaYisa, if they tell him, no, you've been tamei the whole time, you were tamei even before you put it in your mouth. Or Tamei HaYisa Truma, they tell him the Truma was tamei the whole time, you didn't realize, but even before you put it in your mouth, the Truma was tamei. Oh, no Deshu Tevel, or he discovers that the Truma, well, that it wasn't Truma, that it was Tevel the whole time. Umayis Rishon Shalonitot Trumaso, or is Maiser Rishon, the Trumas Maiser was not taken from, and therefore it's Aser to eat. Or Maiser Sheni, the Hegdish Shaloniftu, he discovers that it was Maiser Sheni that was never redeemed, and he's not in Yerushalayim right now. Or his Hegdish that was not redeemed, and therefore he's not allowed to eat it. Oh, Shatom Tam Pishbeish L'toch Piv. Or he tastes the taste of a bug, of a bed bug, in his mouth. In all those cases, there is iser there, so hareza yiflot, so you should spit it out. Now, in the last case, it's not so much that there's iser there, it's just that it tastes awful. The tam pishpesh is an awful taste, as the Baratinur points out, sheretz kishe molinoso, reicho ma'us biyoser, that when you roll this bug, it smells awful, and it's found very often in beds, the Baratinur says, so it sounds like it's some type of a bed bug. Now, apparently, some of the Achronim explain that we're talking about where he doesn't actually have a bug in his mouth. Because if he actually had a bug in his mouth, then of course he'd have to spit it out because it would be an issur of eating bugs. So we're talking about a case where it just tastes awful, and he's allowed to spit out the truma because you don't have to eat truma that tastes awful. Other Achronim seem to understand that no, we're talking about that he actually has a dvar issur in his mouth. In fact, the Melech HaShlomo over here quotes from a Tshuva Sarashpa that generally speaking, a tiny bug would be batel in other food, but the if the bug is a birya, it's in a complete form, so then it's not going to be batel. So he says if it's missing one leg or one little piece of its body, it's no longer a birya, but he can't know that for sure, and that's why he has to spit it out, because their taka is an isser of eating bugs, and that's why he's going to have to spit it out. But in all those cases, there is no machlokas, because the case is where it was definitely yasser the entire time. So then there's no machlokas that he would have to spit it out. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is if the isser was introduced after he put it in his mouth, but before he swallowed it. And the next Mishnah continues along this theme, but the Mishnah assumes that with a little bit of knowledge in advance, and that is that you're allowed to snack from produce that doesn't have Trumas Umais was taken from it until it's brought. You're not allowed to eat an Achilas Keva if Trumas Umais have not been taken from the produce, but you're allowed to snack on it until there's a Re'ias Pnei Abayis, until it comes into your house, or until Shabbos comes. But once either Shabbos comes or the food is brought into your house, you're no longer even allowed to snack on it. Shabbos is Kova'as. Re'ias Pnei Abayis is Koveya. It makes any Achila into an Achila Kavua. So the Mishnah tells us, Haya Ochel Be'eshkol, if a person was eating a cluster of grapes, V'nichnas Min HaGina L'Chatzer, and he enters from the Gina to the Chatzer, where it would now be Chayiv, Rabbi Elazar Me'Yigmar. Rabbi Elazar says he can continue finishing what he started eating, because this is Rabbi Elazar L'Shitaso that we go with when the eating began. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he cannot complete, he cannot finish eating it there, because we go with not when the eating began, but when he's going to swallow it. Chashecha Leile Shabbos, if... by the way, even Rabbi Elazar says Yigmar, the Bar Tanura points out, Lo sheyochal b'chatzer, not that he should continue eating in the chatzer, but that he's got to leave the chatzer and continue eating it over there. Now, chashecha leili Shabbos, if it becomes Shabbos, meaning you're eating on Erev Shabbos and then it becomes Shabbos, so Rabbi Yeshua omer Yigmar, Rabbi Elazar omer lo Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says he can continue eating it, and Rabbi Elazar says he cannot continue eating it. So you might be bothered, well, wait a second, this is a reversal of the Shitos. Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said that we go with the swallowing as the Shas Achila. So if by the time you're swallowing it, it's already Shabbos, shouldn't that be problematic? Rabbi Elazar is the one that said that we go with the placing in your mouth as the Shas Achila. So shouldn't it be fine? So in fact, the Tos Yom Tov points out that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar, Hachi Garsinan B'Svarim Achirim, that some Taka do have the Girsa, where the opinions are reversed in this last line, because otherwise they're just, they're both backing out on what they had said up until this point. So clearly it must be that there's a reversal of the Girsah. So to quickly review what we learned today, essentially we learned in Mishnah Beis that if a person began to eat Beheter and then discovered that he's not allowed to eat Truma because he's no longer, she's no longer married to a Kohen, he's no longer owned by a Kohen, so we have Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you're allowed to continue, finish eating, swallow what's in your mouth, or spit it out. But in cases where, when you first put it into your mouth, you were already ineligible, so then for sure everyone would agree that you spit it out. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if a person was eating a cluster of grapes, and then either Shabbos started, or he entered into the Chatzar, we similarly have this Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, whether you're allowed to continue to eat it, finish eating it, or do you have to stop cold, stop eating it, because it's now become Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches, Mishnah Dalet.